You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Myself and Jake Paul realised tonight how hard sport boxing is, and he got clipped with a little shot. So imagine if he got hit and dropped. I don't know if you'll see Jake Paul back in the ring again.
What happened in the hallway? Talk us through
it. Well, it just transpired about 10 minutes ago. I was doing an interview down there, and his whole team landed. Jake Paul squaring up to me, but then he seen me at ringside. I was leaning over the ropes, waiting to get in there. Here was Logan. No, not right now. They ain't fighters. I've said this from word one. If you want this fight, I'm here and I'm ready to go. There's no running, there's no playing. And it's fine if you don't want the fight, just say it. You know, you can put everyone's mind to rest then, stop bullshitting all the time and just say it how it is. You either want the fight or not. I want the fight. And if you don't, just say it, we can move on. I can go my way, you go your way, but stop using my name.
How close did it get to fisticuffs out here?
Okay. I would say pretty close. I mean, I've not watched it bad, but I was ready to throw hands there and then. You know, this man's all in front of the cameras, but he doesn't understand that me and my team will go now. We don't care about how many years are you, we'll get stuck in. So he can count his blessings in the hallway, really.
Who broke it up?
Hey?
Who broke it up?
40 of his security team broke it up because the man can't fight. He can't fight at all. Imagine him on the street fight, please. He won't last 2 seconds. If he had no security team there with him, he wouldn't have even walked straight past me.
So, Tommy, what do you think you have to do to get that fight then?
It's not a case of what I have to do to get the fight, you know. I'm not begging and pleading for the fight. I'm not. I'm hit. I didn't ask to be on this undercard. They put me on the undercard, and they've obviously not done it for the good of my health. They've put me on this undercard for a reason. Now, I was very, you know, accepted by the American audience, as you all, you know, could see when I was walking out. It was like I was walking out in Manchester. You know, I'm not begging and pleading for this fight. I'm just a fighting man who will fight in the ring against anybody. And Jake Paul just happens to be calling my name an awful lot. But I'm here, I've done my part tonight, he's done his part tonight. Why not make it next? It's the fight, it's on the tip of everyone's tongue. Nobody wants to see him fight another MMA kid. Why not come against a pro boxer? So, you know, I've got a huge following in the UK, and I don't think it's too bad in America as well. So, you know, happy days there, it just seems right. But again, this is Jake Paul talking about. Can he stand on? I don't know.
Sorry, I'm sure BT Sport will put that clip out very shortly, but you came face to face with Jake Paul. You were saying things to each other. What did you see when you looked into his eyes?
I seen nothing. I seen absolutely nothing. Jake Paul's got nothing inside him, and I seen that in that corridor right there. Because there was a moment in that corridor where everything was going off between the security and my team and his team, and it was just me and him. And I looked dead into his soul. And when them cameras are not around, he doesn't want to know. I mean, let's be honest, if he really wanted to fight me, I'd have been in that ring there at the end of the fight, through the ropes, let's go, there's no return. But he didn't want that. And the reason why he didn't want me in the ring is because if I was getting in there, he wouldn't be able to go back on it. That's why I wasn't in the ring tonight.
What did you think of your performance tonight? Were you disappointed at all in not getting the finish?
My performance was, honestly, dog shit. Now I'm a realist. You know, I don't beat around the bush, I say how it is, and I always will say how it is. Win, lose, or draw, you will always see an honest, you know, answer from myself. I didn't rate my performance tonight at all, and that's just period. But this is a sport of boxing, we have good days and bad days. I got the win, and that's all that matters in a fight. You know, you come out with a W, and we're 7-0 now, and we're just going to keep on pushing forward, like I said before. Slowly but surely, we're going to get the right fights at the right time, you know, and just enjoy it, because my career ambitions are a lot different, you know, to Jake Paul's. That's why he can't relate us in the same sentence, because I've got ambitions of, you know, being a world champion and being remembered. Doing this as my whole life. Jake Paul's in this to make a few quid and a bit more fame and another bit to add to his content creation or whatever he wants to do. I'm a fighting man, and that's the difference between me and him.
Well, time for one more question, guys. Right here.
Tommy, overall, what did you feel like it showed what level Jake's at this point, this fight?
I think tonight we all saw Jake Paul clearly didn't know how hard boxing was. He took one good right hand in the ear, stumbled back, went through the ropes, and he thought, oh God, it's a bit of an hard game this, isn't it? I'll stick to the YouTubing business. I think that's what you've seen tonight. You know, he took one good shot in a boxing ring, and he crumbled. And if Tyrone would have pressed on a little bit more through them rounds, Jake Paul would have been out of there. Now, this is probably why you won't see me and him next, because if he did that with me in there, I'd have swarmed all over him, hands up around me ear, straight to him, take everything that he's got on the arms and gloves, and I'd wear him down and smash him to pieces. But that's why you won't see me and Jake Paul. Not through me, through him.
Mm-hmm. Following up on that, Tommy, this will be my last one on me. You said you weren't happy with your performance. Why do you feel you weren't able to take Taylor out of there tonight?
You know, many things, you know, no excuses for me. That was the best camp I've ever had in my entire life. There's no excuses there. It's just a simple fact of experience, you know. Not enough fights, not enough, you know, amateur pedigree, you know. I'm learning on the road here, and I think for a 22-year-old kid to come up halfway across the world without, you know, his trainer and my dad left at home, 10 amateur fights, 7 professional fights, I don't think I'm doing too bad, and obviously that was a huge crowd. I enjoyed every single minute of it, but I think for the stage where I'm at in my career, I'm more than happy because I'm not an Olympic gold medalist. I'm not a multinations champion. I'm just a normal kid with a few fights on a big stage trying to do my best. And, you know, it is what it is. We got the win tonight. We'll go back, and then we'll assess and we'll go forward again. That's just how this game works.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.